This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, two in the books, one to go. Final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a way back Wednesday in the big city. Barry, Nick, and Joel. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. Almost had a little bit of an emergency here, fellers. This is why I think that Lisa really appreciates teachers. Because with both girls on her agenda for the day, especially during the 3 hours we do the show, they ran out and got they were running some errands. They ran out and got some lunch, and by the time they got home, the fries were a little cold, so they decided to warm them up in the toaster oven, and then the baby started acting up, and Taylor started acting up, and before you know it, Taylor comes running in the office and said, "Daddy, Daddy, Mommy's burning down the house." I'm like, what? So I go and check, and Lisa comes running, and she goes, no. She goes, "But I had a couple of emergencies with the baby to deal with. Forgot I put the fries in the toaster oven, and I know that if I open the door to the toaster oven, it will set off the fire alarms, and the fire department will be here." And I go, "Well, yeah. Tip one, don't open that toaster oven. I'll do it after the show."
For a second, I thought that was literally was your fire alarm.
Yeah, that was good. That one.
I was like, "Damn, Joel, it's happening. Run, bro."
I told Nick during the break, I'm like, "Sometimes the best place I can be is on the air because I don't have to deal with any of that right now."
Yeah, right?
Taylor's hey, somebody, tattletale too, yeah.
Somebody texted the show. They said, "All I have listened to these days is The Usual Suspects on the ESPN app and then Jerry Rocha and Ali Siddiq on Spotify. It's been a good time in these tough days." We appreciate you listening on the app.
Yes, we do. Absolutely, we do.
That was your cue to tell people about the app, Joel. Jeez.
I don't take cues from you two.
Oh, boy. Ding!
I should remember.
Do it. Cool.
I should remember.
Covered it. We don't have to remember. Do it now.
We normally do that, as Nick will tell you, midway through the first half hour of the final hour of the show, just to let you know. Nick? Mm-hmm.
Sir?
I'm not participating in your stupid
I would like
stuff
to get
anymore.
Both of your opinions. Even though it pains me to get the other guys. But because he's such a fan of U of H as a fine institution of higher learning, and you went there and graduated there, I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on everybody if they've – I guess the passé thing now is the Mount Rushmores and the top fives and the top ten list. Now everybody wants to do a bracket. So Joseph Duarte of the Chronicle – started a chronicle whose bracket, Coug's bracket, to crown the greatest Coug of all time, and they're down to their final four. I got a problem with it, but I want to see what you guys think. The final four is Akeem Olajuwon, Andre Ware, one of Barry's favorites, Carl Lewis, and Case Keenum. Any problem?
This is the what now?
Case Keenum should not be in the top four.
The greatest Coug to crowning the greatest Coug sports athlete of all time.
Yeah, I disagree with that. I would disagree with that 100%. There's definitely four players better than Case Keenum, for sure.
So I'm with you.
So that, it was Carl Lewis, Case Keenum. Who else?
Carl Lewis, Andre Ware, Hakeem Olajuwon, or at that time, Hakeem Olajuwon, and Case Keenum.
Well, you can drop Case Keenum and add Clyde Drexler right away.
Okay. Well, I have a problem with that, too. Yep.
You have a problem with it?
Yeah, because Elvin Hayes didn't leave school early. Elvin Hayes put U of H on the map with that big game against UCLA at the Dome. And Elvin Hayes kind of started the whole Guy V. Lewis deal. So,
and add Elvin Hayes.
No. The only Heisman Trophy winner in school history? No, you can't do that.
You drop Case.
Yep, I agree.
Huh? Yeah, you don't add Drexler, you add Elvin Hayes and drop Case Keenum?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I would
do. We all agree that Carl Lewis and Hakeem Olajuwon are off the table. Those are non-negotiables, right? Carl Lewis has to be.
Oh, yeah. Carl Lewis, what, he won, like, 8 gold medals? Yeah.
Yeah. Olajuwon.
Case was just there with Tom Herman, and there was a big buzz around that football program at that time. So I get it. It was that campus was just rocking because they were winning games. Tom Herman was a personality, or I think it was Herman.
Yeah,
it was.
Okay, No. Nick might be. It was Sumlin.
It was Sumlin.
Yeah, it was Sumlin. Yep.
Yeah.
So before he went to A&M, he was at UH, and when Kevin Sumlin was coaching that team, and Case Keenum was there, dude, that campus was rocking. Everybody was into Houston at that time, but I still wouldn't put Case Keenum in the top four.
See, and that's the thing. You it's a vote on the Chronicle, so you would think that the younger kids, the younger generations, the only thing that they really remember top of mind is the success under Case Keenum. But when you look at just the overall accolades, you got a Heisman Trophy winner in Andre Ware. And whether Barry, you're right or I'm right or Nick's right, whatever, either guy you can't go wrong with, Clyde Drexler or Elvin Hayes. And I think again, when you just think about, like I said, what do they call it? The game of the century, the Lou Alcindor UCLA Elvin Hayes University of Houston game. I mean, that literally put the Cougs on the map in Guy V. And Elvin, obviously a Hall of Famer. Clyde's a Hall of Famer, so you can't go wrong either way. I just don't think Case Keenum's the guy.
I would agree with that 1,000%. I don't know. I just look at Phi Slamma Jamma. There, that whole what they were able to accomplish in those few years was just something. And Clyde and Olajuwon were the leaders of that. Those two guys were, when you think about. There were people comparing Clyde in the same breath as Jordan at one point, and as far as star power in the NBA and what he could do, and Andre Ware was pretty much a bust in the NFL after his career. So, do you take into account what they did after they left U of H, or is it only at U of H? Because you can, if that's the case, Carl Lewis, his Olympic stuff didn't occur for the U of H track team.
No, well, it didn't occur for the U of H track team, but I believe at least his early career, he was still, at U of H when he won gold medals. As we always say, we don't know the criteria. We just know that they put the bracket up. But, I mean,
even that's just greatest Cougs of all time, right? That's the bracket, greatest Cougs of all time?
Yeah, exactly. It's called the Who's Bracket, Cougs Bracket, in terms of just – and then they just list all the different athletes that potentially could be considered. So it doesn't – I mean,
I ask you, career.
Yeah.
Well, but I am, because to me, that's part of it, right? They were a Cougar. If you're going to take into account the fact that Carl Lewis was a gold medalist in the Olympics – He ran track for U of H, but he was also an Olympian. So you take into account his full career. So why not take into account the same thing with Olajuwon, who went on to be one of the greatest centers of all time in the NBA?
We're not arguing about Olajuwon. He's in.
Right. We're not arguing. So what I'm saying is, it comes down to who had a better career amateur at U of H and in the pros. Was it Andre Ware, Hayes, or Drexler?
You got to pick two. Also, bringing prominence to the university, because obviously Clyde didn't win a championship at U of H and neither did Elvin Hayes, And they didn't win.
Well, neither did Andre
Player
Ware
of the Year. Wait. They didn't win National Player of the Year or anything like that. Andre Ware won the Heisman Trophy, one of the most prestigious awards in college
sports. Lumping
two
things together. You're saying none of that these two guys didn't win a national championship, but Andre Ware won a Heisman.
Did you hear what I said? None of them won a national championship or a Player of the Year or a Wooden Award. They didn't win a Player of the Year award either. So
okay, well,
because Elvin Hayes lost it to Lou Alcindor. So regardless of how you look at it, it's what recognition you brought to the university too. Andre Ware is the only Heisman Trophy winner in the history of the University of Houston.
Okay.
So he did something of major prominence for the university. Now, again, I'm not trying to argue with you in the fact that I think we have the two candidates in which one of them should be on the list. I just don't think you take Andre Ware off.
Okay. I mean, I'm not disheartened that Andre Ware is on the list. But, I mean, for me, I would leave him on and add Drexler over Elvin Hayes just because I felt like Phi Slamma Jamma was – something very special. I mean, they for goodness sakes, they did a 30 for 30 on it. Well, that lets you know the prominence and the importance of it. But I understand the case for Elvin Hayes as well. I don't know, but for me, I would go Drexler over Hayes, but that's just me.
Okay. I mean, yeah, you look at it and you say, I mean, if you're trying to say what their pro career was like, you can have a lot of guys that went hardship early at different universities to do different things. And then you're going to say that they should be on the list of like all-time greats at UCLA or Duke or, you know, wherever they went for 1 or 2 years because they were all-stars and Hall of Famers after. I think a lot of it is – it goes back to what did you do for the university while you were there? Sure, you can take the whole career into consideration. But, I mean, there were major milestones that, like you said, the Phi Slamma Jamma, both Akeem and Clyde are in consideration for that run. And
do they have Jim? Okay.
Jim Nance was, I believe, on the list.
Yeah. So that tells you that it's not just about sports and it's not just about what they did at U of H. Because what the hell did Jim Nance do at U of H? Nothing. He's a Cougar that's representing the school.
He was a golfer,
in his career.
Barry.
Oh,
golfer
get out of
and
here!
And a broadcaster.
He was. That's not what Jim Nance is going to be known as a great Coug for. It's for his broadcasting. So this is about what these alumni are doing in their careers that make them great, and they happen to be Cougars.
So you're telling me that at Duke University, you're going to take Kyrie Irving over Christian Laettner for the greatest Duke players of all time because of what he did in the pros as opposed to Laettner, who had a mediocre NBA career?
No, I'm not. But that,
okay,
think that's – but it's not the same thing, though. I'm not going to take Kyrie – I mean, there might be other Duke players that I take over Christian Laettner.
So who are you pushing off the list?
Andre Ware.
Oh, my God. He won the damn Heisman, and he's getting pushed off the list. Okay.
What did Elvin Hayes do as a pro? Was Elvin Hayes good as a pro?
Won an NBA title. Was in back-to-back NBA finals. He's
really?
In the Hall of Fame, for God's sake.
What did Clyde Drexler do as a pro? What did Andre Ware do as a pro?
You can put Elvin and Clyde's careers side-by-side and realize they're both Hall of Famers. They're both multiple-time All-Stars. They're both NBA champions.
So there you go. Well, that's why I'm putting them on and not Andre Ware, okay? Because this is about full body of work.
How about the Coug not saying a word? Coug, what says you?
Last word. Let's go to break.
Okay. Back with more. Usual Suspects.
Hit us with the last word. Like Dr. Dre, coming at him with a pattern and a fresh pair of atoms. So I hope he don't trip because I don't want to have to kick him. So move your body, baby. Try to hold me crazy.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Wake up, wake up,
this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through the final hour of the show. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Wednesday in the big city. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel at your disposal. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. Here's the portion of the program where we remind you, if you missed any portions of the first couple hours of the show, boy, some people. Click on ESPN975.com, and there's a show tab for the suspects at the top of the page. Click on that. Menu comes down. Catch up on the hours that you missed while you're there. On the front page, you can download the app, and then, therefore, you can take us anywhere, everywhere, never miss a show on ESPN 97.5. Team Blank gets it. Thank you very much, Nick. And Johnny Dewitt. Yeah. Okay. What do you have to say?
Oh, so
Barry,
we got to do it on your schedule. I mean, you couldn't have just done it when it flowed and made sense. You have to do it when you want to do it. Okay. That's why you got roasted on the text line for your U of H arguments. That right there. See?
I got roasted?
Okay. Yeah. People were roasting you, saying it was ridiculous. Joel should go take care of the kids and put Lisa on. That conversation was ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, that's from a guy that's always been one of my biggest fans, so I'm not going to worry about that.
Joel is picking criteria to fit his argument. Shaking my head.
How is that the case? It's not.
Thank you, Barry. Look, Joel is talking in circles. You're being
How
confusing.
Am I talking
is
in circles?
Is U of H criteria based on his career, pro, and amateur?
I'm talking from the universe. Okay, fine. From the universe. No, I'm giving you, if you're, because of the two people we said should replace Keenum, but I'm telling you that my final four was Elvin Hayes, Andre Ware, Akeem Olajuwon, Carl Lewis. Period. End of story. And it's all based on what they did for the University of Houston. And you were the one that said we should be considering their overall professional careers as well, which
because
I was still
look at who's
with,
in there.
It still fits my argument.
Freddie Couples is in there. Jim Nance is in there. These are people that didn't do anything like significant at U of H.
What does that tell it's you? U of H hasn't had all that much greatness.
Dude. Well, the fact that Jim Nance is on the list just lets you know that this is encompassing their entire career and how they've represented U of H after they graduated as well.
It's so also, but Barry, account, as part of encompassing is what same... you've done for the university. So if you've done the things that the guys I mentioned did for the university, I'm fine with my final four. And I don't think it's running in circles, and it still fits either your criteria or my criteria. It's still what they've done for the university. You're just saying it's what they did representing the university in their professional career, and I'm saying what they did for the U of H.
I'm saying both. I'm saying I'm taking into account full body of work, what they did in college while they were a Cougar and what they did as a professional representing U of H as a pro. They've got Don Chaney on here, Fred Couples, and Oliver. Boy, there's been a lot of U of H alum that have gone on and done some great things. I saw Bo Outlaws. Like, damn, there's a name for the past.
Long time NBA player, right?
Michael Young. Greg Ward Jr., who we didn't mention, but he got out of the first round, but then lost to Andre Ware. Yeah, Bo Outlaw lost to Leroy Burrell, obviously. Burrell lost to Drexler in the Sweet 16. Pretty interesting bracket, I will say. I don't know. Case Keenum beating Elvin Hayes was a bit of a shocker. Somebody did make
yeah, that's the big
the
one to
line.
Me.
They
that,
said that, yeah, they said on the text line that if you look up, he holds all the college records or something like that. Okay. But that's neither here nor there to me. All right. Well, I guess we can move on. I won.
Okay. You take that W all the way to the house.
Billy Ray Brown. Somebody texted Billy Ray Brown won an NCAA individual golf championship. Should he be on there? No. I don't even know who the hell Billy Ray Brown
look,
is.
He should be on. You don't?
No. Who the hell is Billy Ray Brown?
Was he? You just heard he was a great golfer at U of H. He was a fairly good golfer, PGA golfer, and then he's transitioned now to being a broadcaster for PGA golf.
So he wasn't in ZZ Top.
No.
Okay. I don't know who the hell that guy is.
Okay, but just because you don't know him, doesn't mean he was on the bracket. He's not going to be in the final four.
And I'm going to agree with this texter. How the hell did
That's
Nick Chiara not make the bracket? Yeah, Joseph Duarte, get your bleep together. Why isn't Nick Chiara on this bracket, bro?
I'm with you. I can't agree more.
Bracket. Yeah, bunk ass bracket, not including Nick Sciarra.
Dropped 98 points on Xbox the other day.
What? Damn.
Just dominated these fools.
You should actually be like a 4 seed at that rate.
Nick's so cheap though. He's still playing NBA 2K10.
He's so cheap. It's NBA Jam. I still got the Super Nintendo and the Genesis working.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, me too, Nick. I'm with you.
No, I really – I still haven't got those retro consoles that I've been wanting to buy. There's quite a bit out there to choose from now. So mm-hmm. You can go back to games. Everybody's way back when Joel was born, even. You can just
– That's not nice, Nick.
Like way back to when Barry was born, too.
They got jacks? Like, is that what they got? Like, Joel, what kind of games did y'all play growing up? Marbles and jacks? Pickups?
Yeah, you got me pegged. Yeah, the first Atari Pong was a big one for us. Yeah, we had Pong tournaments when we finally got a TV. Then we got a color TV, and then we played Pong even though it was in black and white. Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, because I used to get so bored listening to shows on the radio. It was tough.
Right, little Orphan Annie.
Yeah.
Did either of you have those TVs that sat on the floor, like were made out of wood and just sat on the floor?
The big console TVs, like the big kind of cabinet with it?
Yeah, yeah.
My grandma did.
Yeah?
Yeah, we didn't have those at our house.
That was kind of a thing. That was kind of a big deal if you had one of those.
Yeah, it was. And then the best thing was when people got a new TV, they left the old TV there and just put the new TV on top of it.
Or, they just use it. They take the TV out and made it into like a stereo cabinet. They just put like a shelf in the middle or something like that, and then it became like decor. Even when the TV quit working, it was still part of the living room furniture. That's just the way we did things. Sorry. Okay. Good talk.
I love doing that.
What do you want? I know
it's a like Ranger, but shout out to Shinsu Chu, by the way. I mean, obviously we talked about the other day how Major League Baseball has extended the amount of time that they're going to pay minor league players. It's $400 a week. They're paying it now through the end of May because these guys aren't making any cash and they don't have the big contracts of the guys in the big leagues. But Shinsu Chu has always said that he's all about giving back, and now he's putting his money where his mouth is. He's giving $1,000 to every minor leaguer in the Rangers system, and they guesstimate it's like 190 players. So he's putting $190K into the minor league system of the Rangers to keep these minor leaguers with some cash flow during the coronavirus and the suspension of play. That's pretty solid.
It is pretty solid. I mean, the dude's got the money, and it just shows you that, you know, you don't have to be a superstar necessarily if you've got money to impact players' lives. Somebody texted him and was like, man, thank you so much. This is really going to help my wife and I out a lot. Because, dude, minor leaguers don't make a lot of money.
Nope. They sure
don't. Most of them don't. I mean, some of them that are future stars got a nice signing bonus. But a lot of the guys toiling in the minors, they're chasing dreams, and they're making pennies on the dollar. And so to get an extra $1,000 plus whatever they're going to get from the government, that's a big deal. And hats
think about
off to him for being a first-class citizen and really, you know, helping out his teammates and people in the minors. Because they can be forgotten when you think about it.
Yep. I was just going to say, think about the fact that when they are playing and playing games and getting paid, a lot of them in the minors live with sponsor families in the city that they're playing in because they can't afford apartments and such. So, yeah, the money's going to come in hand. Nice gesture there. Just wanted to shout that out. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We got 30 minutes on the clock when we come back. Final half hour of The Usual Suspects is around the corner. ESPN 97.5.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Well, you should have been in the bracket, Nick.
You're on the air, sir.
Nick getting wins on the Twitter line for Way Back Wednesday is just another reason why he should have been in the Who's House Greatest Cougs of All Time bracket, at least as a 7 seed. That also tells you the alum from U of H. But yeah, I mean, look, Nick, I'm your hype guy. I'm trying to get you more love from Cougs alum.
I'll never be in that bracket, although I should be in it.
Someday you will be the next Jim Nance, Nick.
I don't play golf though. Can't do it.
You don't have to play golf. You can just say hello, friends, and be on TV a lot.
I took a swing at, Nick, at 5 under and almost hit Barry in the head with it, with the club.
Besides, Nick,
and I'm still mad at you for missing.
Being a golfer was just to make an argument. It didn't have any basis.
No, it didn't. It didn't. I just being dumb. Did you guys see how they're gonna?
These delayed arguments are pretty awkward.
I know.
They're fantastic because I'm just like, is anyone going to talk during this or am I just going to go, all righty.
Did you guys see Tekashi 6ix9ine? He might be released from prison because of the whole coronavirus situation and the fact that he has a condition with asthma.
See, that's ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah.
He's violent, right?
Wow.
I thought his crimes were deemed violent, but multiple reports show that he might get out today at 5. I guess 5 Eastern. So, that's going to be over.
But how thuggish can you be with asthma? Really? That's not very thuggish, is it? Like, you're not.
Yeah. But it also behooves the question, because we talked about it briefly the other day because it was just a rumor at the time. Now it looks like it's going to come to fruition, that they're guesstimating over 1,000 inmates from the jail in Houston, which they feel is getting overpopulated, and they've had a few either guards or people test positive for the virus. They're going to let over 1,000 quote-unquote nonviolent criminals go for their safety.
Yeah,
I just think
that's
a bad idea, man.
I mean, I feel like if it's marijuana or, you know, maybe you went to jail for a traffic ticket and you never went to court, so you got warrants, I feel like that's nonviolent.
DWI, is that considered nonviolent?
I don't know. I feel like that should
if it's DWI with, like, manslaughter or, you harmed someone in the process, and if you're a multiple-time offender, then I don't release you because of the fact that you'll do it again, and if you didn't harm somebody in the past, there's a pretty good chance you will this time.
Here's what I think you should do. I think you should put all of the DWI violators on the road day and night, and then that will scare people into staying home, because no one's going to want to be on the road with a bunch of reckless drunks driving around. And then once everybody stays home, they'll just run into each other, and so no harm, no foul. If one drunk hits another drunk, it's 2 DWI criminals. Big deal. But at least it'll scare everyone else into staying home. And there's your resolution for the coronavirus. You're welcome.
Oh, Barry Laminack for mayor. Let's get it going right now. Who needs Sylvester Turner? He's got it figured out. And if he can't win the mayorship, then he should be Judge Barry Laminack instead of Lena Hidalgo.
And I want to point out that'll be the first part of my platform. The second one is I'm going to fix all these potholes. Not potholes, these potholes.
Yeah,
we gotta fix these potholes.
Got
these hoes on pot. We gotta get them fixed too. So that's my platform I'm running on. We'll let all the DWI folks out. Force them to drive 24/7 to keep everybody off the roads. Fix the potholes. You're welcome.
And my argument again on nonviolent that they're not thinking about is you can't let anybody that's been prosecuted for fraud, because they're doing stories hand over fist on the news about people that are taking advantage of the fact that there's a stimulus check that could be coming their way and saying, hey, if you want to speed up the process, you know, called and recorded messages, give us your information. We'll process it faster. Send us your tax returns so that we can get it and prove that you qualify. And of course, there's a lot of vulnerable people out there that are just coughing it up. You put some people convicted of fraud out there, and they're like, boom, I'm getting paid.
Yeah, but I don't know. You can't keep everybody in jail, right? Like, I guess. If you're going to have to let people out
for health and safety concerns,
I would rather have somebody work.
If you're an upstanding citizen, you stay out of jail. Part of the reason why you're in jail is you've put yourself in the predicament to have to pay the price and do the punishment. So therefore, if you weren't in jail, then you would be safer. Well, you'd be also be safer if you didn't commit a crime. You wouldn't be in jail.
But not every person in jail on fraud because they frauded somebody else. Some of them might be in jail for tax evasion and awaiting sentencing or whatever. You're going to force them to stay behind bars? I don't think so.
They're still screwing the system. They still broke the law.
So?
I get it.
If we've got to let
just like I'm fine
out,
with releasing the weed smokers, that's fine. But I'm just saying, like, you know, it's like when Nick played the soundbite the other day, too. I'm not sure what's going on with the thought process of local government, but just pleading for criminals to take a break. They don't have to stop. But just for the time being, while we're dealing with all this, Sylvester Turner saying, just stay home for a while and stop. But you can go back to it. That's ridiculous.
I would agree with that.
I think when he said it, because I saw it live, I saw it live, and I just felt like even he kind of realized, he's like, oops, I shouldn't have said that. You know what I mean? But it didn't turn into this big thing. I just couldn't help it. When I saw it live, I'm like, I'm definitely isolating that. So I just thought it was funny. I think he, you know, he was kind of joking. He didn't mean for criminals to, you know, where they left off once the coronavirus disappears, you know?
Yeah, I mean, at least hopefully he chuckled about it, because I didn't hear Dan Patrick chuckle after he made his comments, but those were pretty bad too.
What was Dan Patrick's comments again?
Oh, the lieutenant governor. Dan Patrick came out and said, you know what?
Yeah, I know who he is.
As you get older, I mean, the older people should just go back to work. Because, I mean, if you're going to, you know, you should be willing to die just to, so that the younger people in your family live.
He said that?
So you just, He goes, yes. He said it on one of the
Crazy person is, the governor or the lieutenant governor. They're both insane people. They're both nuts. Mm-hmm. And I'm starting to think Sylvester Turner is an insane person, too, for his comments.
I mean,
the other thing that I was telling Lisa was, you know, Lena Hidalgo, the judge, she, I think, has a lot of good intentions. But part of the problem she has is she's not a good public speaker. And when you get a job like that, you have to come across as convincing. And a lot of the times when she says things, it cannot make people feel better about the situation either. I think a lot of times, even Sylvester Turner, I think it's the presentation that kind of causes people to have concern. But when you hear Lena Hidalgo start talking about, I think we're going to be okay if we just take another 30 days. I think after 30 days, we should be okay. I don't think that's convincing.
I do agree with you. I think having Judge Ed Emmett in these types of situations was almost reassuring, because you felt like he had been there, done that through all of the crazy stuff that's been going on in Harris County, and that, you know, he worked well with various mayors during his tenure, and kind of missed that kind of leadership, especially in, I mean, this has the potential to be way worse than Harvey or way worse than any hurricane or flood we've experienced. It's not at this point, but it has the potential to be. And so, you look to having his leadership would be reassuring, if nothing else. Because
that's the thing. You're right.
With her, when she talks or when she has a press conference, I'm just like, Harris County's doomed.
Yeah, Ed Emmett's experience alone led him to a position of confidence when he spoke like he was in control of the situation. And I think that's what people want right now. They want reassurance, because there are so many question marks and so many people have so many unknowns. When someone is addressing them, you want to feel like, he's got this.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, I don't get that from our president most of the time. I don't feel like he knows what's going on.
Hmm? I'm with you. I'm totally with you.
Yeah.
So, it's just – I just think – obviously, in times like this, there's going to be a lot to question. But the last thing that people want right now is to have the people that are supposed to be having their backs in control seem like that they're not exactly confident in their decisions.
Did you guys do your census? Did you fill that out yet? Because I got my letter in the mail.
No, I was online.
It didn't take long.
I stopped in the middle of the online process. So I'm going to do it when I go home.
Yeah, Lisa did it
for
us.
Yeah, it didn't take long at all.
We definitely did
it. It's super easy. Make sure
you
do
it. Yeah, she did it online as well. Yep. Definitely. There's our last political comment of at least the segment. But we do have one segment to go. We'll put a bow on it next, and then we'll turn it over to Fred and AJ and the Blitz. Before we do that, though, I do want to tell you about Apollo Men's Health. Hey, if you're sitting at home right now and you realize you're not working, but you still don't have any energy, you don't have the energy to work out, maybe you're even struggling in the bedroom, and you need somebody to help you out and do it in such a way that it's discreet, and they keep it between you and them, and they do everything they can to help you. Those are exactly the people I'm talking about when I tell you about Apollo Men's Health, because it's not just another testosterone therapy clinic. They have so many different methods and solutions to your problems that are is going to get you not only back on your feet, but with a lot more energy than you've had in the past, and giving you more strength and ability to do a lot of the things you thought was completely out of the realm of possibilities at your age or in the position that you're in. In addition to traditional methods of injections for testosterone, Apollo Men's Health also offers cutting-edge pellet testosterone therapy that reduces your weekly visits but maintains your wellness in a more convenient way, as well as body composition, HGH peptide therapy, and everything that they do is centered around you. It's all about increasing your overall quality of life. So remember, your health is your wealth. Invest in yourself. Call Apollo Men's Health, 832-664-9966, or you can go to their website, apollomh.com. Online, you can book your first appointment, and most major insurance is accepted, as well as discounts for military personnel and first responders. Check them out, Apollo Men's Health.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of the program. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Wednesday as we roll on and hopefully keep you entertained and give you some escapes as you deal with everything that we're going through right now with this COVID-19 and the social distancing and staying at home and other things. And as part of that, I did notice, fellas, by the way, the HEB that I was so happy with the other day that I got in and out of, there was a line pretty much consistent this morning. So I don't know what's changed, but maybe you gotta pinpoint the right day and time of day to get in there.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Sounds like you got lucky.
Yeah.
There was this article I wanted to talk about. There was these, I forget who did it. It was, it was on Huffington Post. But they had the 18 underrated pantry items to buy at the grocery store. And so this is obviously non-perishable items that you can put in there and eat later or whatever. Some of these I'm down with. Some of these I don't even know what the hell they are or how to pronounce them. But I wanted to get your thoughts, both of you, on some of these. Obviously, the number one they have is jarred salsa. Yeah, who doesn't like salsa, right?
Yeah, I've bought 3 or 4 bottles of that.
Chipotle peppers and adobo sauce. No idea what the hell adobo sauce is.
Wouldn't know.
I'll pass.
Yeah, dried chilies? No, I'm good.
It's a negative for me on that.
Not even in my family. Nope.
Now, I did notice we have about 5 jars of jalapenos in the refrigerator, different kinds.
And that's no what there was. Dude, that's what I was going to say, Barry.
How many jars of jalapenos does one Mexican woman need? Like, my wife has pickled jalapenos, sliced jalapenos, nacho jalapenos. I'm like, babe, goodness, why? You take up a whole section of the refrigerator.
Depending on what you're putting them on, it changes. Like, Lisa has... Whether it's she needs fresh jalapenos on this, she needs the pickled jalapenos on, I think it's pizza. I don't know, but it's like, God forbid that I would place a pickup order without checking with her first when it comes to jalapenos because I'm screwed.
Yeah, for sure. All right, other things in the pantry that they say you should have, Vienna sausages. No.
How about me saying no, I'll pass? Yeah, that's correct. You don't need that.
I'm glad you're enjoying my sausage, sir. Nick, you a big small weenie guy?
Negative.
You want these small weenies, the Vienna sausages?
Nope. Do not eat any type of sausages.
Nope. They have Spam listed.
Nope.
Boy, negative. I'll tell you what, man. All I'm going to say is this. There's a lot of people out there that consider Spam one of the four basic food groups. And they're
all from Hawaii.
Exactly right. That's my best friend, who was my best man at my wedding, and his brother. I'm going to tell you something. I don't, no matter what, if you went over to their place and they were cooking, and you're like, God, that smells really good. What's that? Oh, bro, just cooking up some Spam and rice. You want some? No, I'll be all right. I'm good.
What is Spam actually? Is it made from the horse's butt or something? Like, what is Spam?
It's
potted meat, but I don't know what's in it.
Yeah, it's like a produced meat product that is supposed to taste similar to ham, but I don't know exactly like the ingredients. Like when we say hot dogs and everything from the rooter to the tooter goes into a sausage or a hot dog, but I don't know if Spam is the same. But I can't tell you. I would bet that it's not exactly tip top healthy wise.
All right, so I wikied it real fast. Spam's basic ingredients are pork with ham meat added, salt, water, modified potato starch as a binder, sugar, and sodium nitrate as a preservative. So it's just some mushy pork.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, and I know people love to fry Spam and eat it.
Yes, they do.
I'm not keen on that. All right, the next one on the list, sardines.
God, no. My grandma loved them.
Hate that. Ugh. No.
Just the smell alone, and people think tuna smells bad. No way, sardines.
I have never had a sardine in my life, and I don't plan on starting now. I also have never had
an angel. Well, I haven't either, to either one of them, and that's based on smell alone. If it smells that bad just from the get-go, that's as close as I'm getting to it. No thanks.
Anchovies was next. Brown anchovies was next on the list. No, I don't need no baby little person fish. I don't need that.
Nope.
I'm not. Mm-mm. No, thank you.
Nicholas, caviar, by the way. Guy? Never had caviar either.
Yeah, I'm totally out of that.
Oh, yeah.
Don't want caviar either. Nope.
They have smoked herring. I don't know what that is.
That's another fish that smells like ass. So, no.
Okay. Yep. What does it look like, smoked herring? Oh, yeah, no. No, that's right up there with anchovies and all that.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. This is tamarind paste and fish sauce. I don't know what the hell that is. That I don't know what that is. Chicken bouillon powder. Okay, that's just – who's that fancy? No one's that fancy where you would need something like that. Chicken bouillon powder. Baby corn.
Oh, I hate it.
Huh?
Hate what? Baby corn. I like regular corn, kernel corn, corn on the cob, all that stuff. But nope, like even in Chinese food and whatever, I'm taking the baby corn out. Cannot stand it.
Really? Nicholas?
Yep.
I'm probably not going to go with the baby corn either. I'm not big on it.
Okay. They have
Are you a fan, Barry?
No. not at all.
I thought for sure you were going to say yes.
No, hell no. Castle Vetrano olives. I don't know. I'm not an olives guy, so
I'm not an olives guy either. So I'm out.
Yep,
I'm out on that.
They have other stuff that's inconsequential. Coconut milk. I've had it. It's disgusting.
Would never. I've had it before. I would never try it again.
Yeah, no. Everybody says it's so healthy and everything like that. I can do without it.
Now, where are you guys on buttermilk? Are you a buttermilk guy? My dad used to drink buttermilk straight from the carton.
Oh, my God. Then would he sit on the crapper for like an hour?
Well, I didn't keep a schedule. I didn't keep track of.
Oh, we only had one bathroom in our house. You didn't have to keep a schedule. You knew my dad had buttermilk or something like that because he had the bathroom to himself for like an hour. I'm like, nope, I'm out.
I'm not big on any milk outside of regular milk. So I'm out on all that coconut milk, buttermilk. I'm not. Almond milk. I'm off on that.
Well, now this is for your pantry, so it's powdered buttermilk. Oh, hell
it's even worse.
No.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Now, growing up, did you guys have powdered milk as in your pantry or in your house?
I did not.
I can't say that we never had it in the house, but I think it was more for like, I don't know if it was, I want to say for like babies or something like that, but no, I never drank powdered milk. Obviously, growing up in Wisconsin, you got more milk than you have, well, I can't say beer, but you got more milk than most things.
We had powdered milk, and one time I was wanting cereal, and we didn't have milk, so I used powdered milk, and I threw the cereal away. It was the most disgusting thing I've ever had in my entire life, and it gave me diarrhea. So the story is, say no to powdered milk. It's disgusting.
I would agree with that. And that might be the first thing we'd agreed upon all day.
Yeah, exactly. Instant coffee? I got to have regular coffee, bro. Sorry.
I do too. But
I can do the regular, the instant coffee. I've done it before. It's not bad.
Yeah, my parents were big on instant
coffee. Make you a cup of Sanka? You just get
Folgers, baby.
And, oh, God, that's gross. Ugh.
Yeah, but Nick needed butternut crunch on that to make it digestible.
Oh, see.
So you're about to
that's how we end the show.
Starbucks and get that.
Hey, look at that. Look at the
long
clock.
Order drink
go.
That you always
we
order.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks for being suspects. Look forward to you joining us again tomorrow on a Thursday as we will continue to be here the rest of the week, and so should you. In the meantime, for Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody. The Blitz is coming up next on ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not. Yeah, boy.
Some people pay other people to turn a wrench, swap their oil filter. Me, DIY, all day. This isn't convenience. It's confidence. Purelator 20K oil filters. Clean oil, more miles. Over 99% filter to perfection. Only at Walmart.com or select Walmart stores. Purelator. Keep it purring.